I'm here visiting from Florida.
Florida? What part of Florida?
East Coast, Vero Beach.
She's my navigator. We travel all over. Have we been there?
I don't know. That one doesn't sound really...
Vero Beach. We've been all over Florida. I'm a street
Melbourne?
Preacher. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That I remember.
We're south of Melbourne, just about 30, 35 more minutes.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Is this your van?
Yep, I'm a traveling street preacher, and we travel all over the country and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ all over. We just came from, we were out west all summer, and we just came out down from Wisconsin, and we were just preaching in Columbia, and we're kind of taking a break
west,
before we continue on. Mm-hmm.
Street preacher.
Yeah.
So you don't need a permit. You can just do it freely on the street.
Depends where you are.
Yeah, and First Amendment rights.
I'm sorry?
First Amendment rights to be able to stand on the corner on a sidewalk, just like we are talking here.
Okay.
I always tell people that the Apostle Paul, who should be a hero of the faith because Jesus picked him, so it's good enough for Jesus, he's good enough for me. Apostle Paul pleaded to Rome for his rights when they were about to scourge him, and he said, I'm a Roman citizen, and they said, you are, and they sent him to Rome, and so I don't tout patriotism at all, but I do call for my First Amendment rights, and it's not for my freedom, it's to preach the gospel. So, yeah, wherever I go, I stand on public sidewalks, we go to events that are open, we just preached at Mizzou, Columbia College, a big football game there,
We
preached
and
all
hold
the...
signs.
Yep, we hold... So
give
we
gospel cards.
Yep, we hold gospel signs on the street. Well, we're right here working on our... We have a large website that where we teach. My wife has a sister's blog, and I teach a lot of theology. We got thousands of articles on there. We hold gospel signs. We go to events. We've been to the Super Bowl, Indy 500, all over the place. We go to religion... And then we stand out also... We stand outside of religious places also. We don't go in. We don't bother their services, but we stand outside of religious places because America's is awash. Just like the culture's awash in Satan's false ways, the American church system's awash in the false ways of man.
Okay,
really has to do with Satan.
I see you stress repentance.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Do you go any further? Do you go into baptism, where they need to be baptized by immersion?
Well, we teach what the New Testament says.
And all right, New Testament. And be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Of course, that's what it teaches in the New Testament.
And you teach that on the street?
Oh,
you must repent, be baptized,
we teach it everywhere.
You have to have faith first.
Okay, faith first.
Yeah, I can preach the gospel to you. Yeah. The gospel that we proclaim, and we have a gospel card, I'll give you one. The gospel that we proclaim is... we tell people what Jesus Christ has done, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15. So that's what we proclaim as our foundation, and we call people, because of his shed blood, because of his resurrection, we call people to repentance. It's a changing of your mind in ways. We used to be of the world. We were lost in the world in all types of vileness. We had to repent. When you repent, God sees a willing vessel. He gives you a new heart, a new mind. You strive to obey God's word. That would include baptism. And the fruit that you're of God is not that you go to church, not that you belong to the Baptists, Lutherans, Pentecostals, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Anabaptists that are all over here. We're not Anabaptists. The fruit is holiness and obedience to the scriptures. I'm pointing to my phone. That's what I use as my Bible. And then we teach people that you have to endure in all that. We're married. We have to endure. You have to endure in the faith. So that's the gospel. It's on our card. That's what we proclaim. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, which you must enter through new birth in Christ. You're looking at the kingdom of Satan all around. Football.
Let me ask you.
Man-made religion.
Have you both been water baptized?
Yes. Can I ask you a question? Are you married?
My husband passed away.
He did?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago? I'm so sorry.
That's why I'm here.
He passed away down in Florida and you're just taking a trip?
I'm here with my sister-in-law just getting a... little refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Was he ill for a long time? Was it sudden? Or
no, it was with COVID.
COVID?
He was dead in 4 or 5 days.
Wow. He must have had other... COVID doesn't usually kill healthy people. I mean, obviously it...
Well, hey, he got pneumonia.
Yeah, well, pneumonia. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I got it right after he got in the hospital because I was around him. But back to me and you. the scriptures teach... Like you said, you've got to obey the scriptures. All through the book of Acts, to be water baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ, and then to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with tongues. And so,
are you Pentecostal?
I sure am.
Yeah, are you? What do you? Where do you? What body do you unite to?
My husband's a pastor, minister for 50 some years.
Of what?
United Pentecostal.
United Pentecostal. I figured that. Yeah, the United Pentecostals really come and stress the baptism in Jesus' name and
the
tongue speaking.
That's in the scriptures.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it is in scripture, and there's other things in scripture too. Though.
Oh yeah. Oh,
there's
of
other
course.
Things too in scripture. Yeah.
But I just wanted to encourage.
So you believe all of scripture?
Now, is that a trick question?
Yeah, I'm asking the question. Do you believe all of Scripture?
Now, you're going to get me tricked, and I don't know how to answer.
I'm not
you.
A trick. I'm a preacher of righteousness.
Well,
I hold fast to the
I
Word
know,
of God.
As far as I know, I believe all the
okay,
Scripture.
Okay, do you believe that the Scriptures say women should not teach men?
So you're offended by my talking
I'm
to
asking you a question. Do you believe that Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, in 1 Timothy 2, 1 Timothy 3... that leaders, teachers are men, Titus 1, 1 Timothy 3, are men, and that women should not usurp authority and should not teach men? Do you believe that?
I'm not sure about teaching, but the usurping of authority.
Right.
I
well,
agree.
Paul says teaching specifically right in the scriptures. So that's what I would bring up to you. Now that your husband has passed away, women have to be careful of their role. Well, while he was alive, you had to too. But you have to be careful of your role because what we teach, and my wife is my partner in ministry, a Priscilla and Aquila, we teach, I believe, that women have a wonderful role in ministry within their bounds, all right? Within their bounds that God gave them, not me, God gave them. And Paul even mentions, because of the transgression, and Eve fell first, Adam was guilty right behind her. We're not innocent, but he says Eve fell first, that women are not to usurp authority, they're not to teach. And so what I teach my wife, and I teach the sisters, and I teach other men, is that women can share the gospel with the lost. Of course they can do that. Women can go out in the world and be helpers. Women cannot teach believing men. Women cannot rebuke, correct, that's teaching believing men. So if you believe God's word, you have to be very careful correcting, teaching believer men.
Well, I am not correcting you. I am encouraging you to follow all the scriptures
in
the book of Acts.
Yep. Oh, we do. But there's more scriptures than that. And see, here's the thing.
I just want you to teach more than just repentance.
Oh, we teach all of God's word. In fact, we go beyond. I notice you don't have your head covered. The Bible teaches that.
My hair is the cover.
No, we actually have articles on that. So if you go to our teaching blog on our website, I would encourage you that Paul taught it was a veil covering. It teaches the word veil in the Greek. It's a cloth covering. And so we teach that. And I noticed that the United Pentecostals don't teach that. And what I would share with you, and we have articles on all this on our website. So I teach it. I'm a teacher, not just a street preacher. I teach all of this. You can go to our don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. And we'd love to help you and edify you in that if you're interested. The Apostle Paul told us to keep the traditions he's handed down, 2 Thess 2:15. And what we do is we have rejected, rightly so, all man-made religion. And what I always encourage people, whether I witness to Mormons, Methodists, Anabaptists, Mennonites, Catholics, Lutherans, I always just ask people and say, the brand and the flavor you put yourself under, where did it come from? And if people just ponder and they go, like I asked a Mormon this the other day, and he goes, Joseph Smith. And I said, when did Joseph Smith come along? He goes, I'm not sure. I said, try the late 1800s? And he goes, yeah, that sounds right. And I said, when did Jesus establish his New Testament body? And he goes, a lot sooner, earlier than that. I said, 1856 years before Joseph Smith, UPC. UPC comes along. There's a little thing that happens. Are you familiar with Azusa Street?
Yes.
All right. The Azusa.
However, back to the hair.
Well, wait. Hold on. I got to finish this. The Azusa Street preacher was not a biblical man. There was strange manifestations that came out of that. And what came out of Azusa Street is the Pentecostal movement. That's the early 1900s. Your movement actually comes along after Joseph Smith. Comes along. It
Our
does.
Our movement was like...
No. No, because the book of Acts...
When was Joseph?
1850s.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, 1850s and yours comes along, not in 1905.
1905.
And then from that comes the Pentecostal movement. From that comes Assembly of God. And what we see is a degrading of truth. And I just want to share with you. So we have the Word of God. We have the sealed Word of God. And for centuries, there was nobody. I shouldn't say nobody. There was no mainstream. Let me say that. There was no mainstream movement of tongue-talking. everybody understood what happened in Acts, and this is a deep topic. I don't want to get into it here, because if we can't cover some smaller ones, that one would be a moot point. But everybody understood that what happened in Acts was for a limited time and season. Now, we're not secessionists, I want to be clear, meaning I don't believe God doesn't move anymore. I don't believe God doesn't do miracles. I believe he does. I don't believe God couldn't use tongues. I believe he could. But we're also not charismatic, because here's the difference. So we often find ourselves on the middle of the road where Jesus said we should be, and on each side of the road is a ditch. So you got Roman Catholicism, and many people run over the road of truth and they run into evangelicalism. Or people are evangelicals and they run over the road of truth and they run to Pentecostalism. The truth is in the middle of the road, the narrow road, and people run to these other paths. And if you look at the Pentecostal faith, it comes along out of a strange aberrant movement from Azusa Street. From that is formed the Pentecostals. From that comes the word of faith, which is Kenneth Copeland, all these crazy, I don't know what you think of them, all of Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, all of these demonic people. Out of that comes the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. Out of that. So what came out of the Azusa Street is not of God. We have all of this unbiblical. You know, we just went and preached. I'll share this with you. There's a NAR, New Apostolic Reformation man. He links to the Charismatics and the Pentecostal movement. We just went to one of their music events, and they teach all this emotional music and all this revival coming for today. The Bible doesn't teach revival. And we had all these people tongue-talking at us. And I turn and look at them, and I say, who's interpreting here? And it shuts them right up. And they go, well, I have a prayer tongue. And I go, Jesus said, pray in your closet, in private. Shuts them right up.
All right, do you affiliate with any church? Are you just...
We're part of the one true church. There's only one body. There's only one body. We're home fellowship believers. We know saints all over. We won't link to man-made religion. Christmas, Easter, UPC bonds to those. These are pagan holidays that God never ordained. I know in the AOG there's a lot of feminism. I'm not so sure lady pastors.
In our fellowship, there have been.
There would be feminism. So we reject all of that. The Bible says to gather with true saints, not with people that keep sin.
Well, God bless you.
I would encourage you to go deeper. I'm sorry about your husband. You have our contact info. You have our website. My wife has a sister's blog. She teaches ladies on ladies' issues. That's what Paul says. Let the older women teach the women. But I would encourage you to go deeper than UPC. You're probably so rooted in it that you would think, oh, I'm going to lose my family, my friends, my foundation if I were to leave it. That's exactly what Jesus said it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you everything to follow him. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. She had to leave that. I was many things. I had to leave that. And Jesus says, don't just believe in me. Jesus says, don't keep false traditions. He says, come, follow me. Mark 7, 6 through 9. I want to give you a stark warning.
Thank you.
Because I love you.
God bless you.
Mark 7, 6 through 9. Jesus eviscerates the Pharisees, the religious people, and I also am opposed to the religious Pharisees and the false teachers. And he tells them in Mark 7, 6 through 9, that you keep man-made traditions, and by doing so, you negate your worship of God. That's a powerful statement. Do you know what he called them out for in Mark 7, 6 through 9?
Oh, I'd have to read it.
Read it, ma'am. He calls them out for the washing of pots and cups. The Pharisees had this man-made rule that you had to come in and wash and clean up.
Right.
And Jesus said, my father did not ordain any of those laws. They're worshiping God in vain. What would Jesus say if he walked into the UPC and saw the feminization, the pagan holiday of Christmas, the pagan holiday of Easter? What would Jesus say about your worshiping in vain?
I cannot tell you.
Per God's word, he would tell you you're worshiping in vain. Repent. Surrender all of that.
Let me ask you folks, did you have a family? Do you have children?
Mm-hmm.
Sons and daughters? Or
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do they follow with you or do they
live
another place?
Nope. We lost our whole family. We became born again 15 years ago and our children are all older. We almost have grandchildren that old. And we used to party and drink with our children. We taught them the ways of the world. And you know what's,
born again then.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing? Is we became born again, and they're looking at us like, what happened to you? And several of them, three of them are gone, and that's fine. Jesus said he would come separate families. Several of them communicate with us, and they know in their heart of hearts that we're right. They know that Christ is the way, but they're young, they're counting the cost, They don't want to surrender everything. They want their pride, their vanity. They want the world still. And we hope and pray through our witness that someday they will repent and relinquish to Christ. But
well,
Jesus
nice
said he would come.
To you.
He would separate. He said he would come
and
separate.
What was your first name?
My name's Jim, and this is Debbie.
Jim.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, and we would encourage you to go deeper than what you've been taught, because they're teaching you lies.
Yeah, they're teaching you a whole bunch
of lies
and man-made religion.
There's many man-made lies in denominational religion. Because
I'll throw a few more at you. Sunday is not the Lord's day. Sunday's not the Lord's day. Are you interested in truth?
You know what? I believe I am.
Okay. I'd love to hear from you.
I'm walking in
truth. Well,
you know, I cannot communicate with you. I do not have a computer or a...
Well, you got a cell phone. You can call us. You don't even have a cell phone?
I have a track phone.
Huh? Well, you can call us on
a track phone.
Yeah, tell you what, we'll be in Florida. We'll come visit you in Bible study if you're interested in truth.
Thank you. God bless you.
Go deeper, ma'am.
I hope you guys go further too.
Oh no, we're as far in God's word as we can go. Find us our sin, ma'am.
Okay. Take care.
We hope you repent.
I have repented.
But repentance is an...
And almost every day, I'm going
to
make sure...
It's a daily thing, but ma'am, if you walk around with your head uncovered, united to man-made religion, you haven't repented.
And you're not biblically dressed either, ma'am.
I believe the scripture teaches that long hair... is the covering.
That's where we're encouraging you to go deeper, because you're missing.
Yeah,
you're
that's
missing
not true.
The truth, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're just following
the
what they taught you.
That long hair is the covering. Uncut hair.
Yeah. Adorned dress is unbiblical. Uncovered head's unbiblical. I think you probably know jewelry and makeup is unbiblical. Pagan holidays are unbiblical. Sunday is the Lord's Day is unbiblical. Being of the world and the culture is unbiblical. You've got a ways to go, ma'am.
It's not funny, ma'am.
Yeah. It's really not funny. You're laughing about the things of God.
Excuse me. I am not trying to be offensive or to make fun or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just trying
God
to
bless.
Help you, ma'am.
God bless.
Okay, please go deeper, ma'am.
Go much deeper. Repentance is a daily thing, but it also applies to obeying and walking in it then. Come out of man-made religion or you have no hope. God be praised.